Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone, my name is Raul Alejandro Mendoza, and I am the writer and director of Before I Leave. I am currently a student at the University of Houston studying media production with a concentration in film production and a minor in Mexican-American studies. Before I Leave looks at the story of Natalia, a young gay Latina who brings her partner disguised as her friend to her family's dinner 2 days before she is to leave back to college. During this dinner, she is caught being intimate with her partner by her mother. She uses the next 2 days to really understand herself, her culture, but most importantly, her sexual identity and how that plays into her identity of being a Latina. Underneath it all, Before I Leave is a film about love, is about understanding, but it is most importantly a film about understanding who you are and who you've always been when we look at the world of sexual identity when it comes into play with culture. Now, we have come to you all for help through an Indiegogo campaign to make sure that we have enough funds necessary for actors being paid, crew members being paid, production costs, post-production, and all that wonderful stuff that has to go into making this film a reality. When you donate to this campaign, you aren't just donating to make a film happen. You are donating to a cast and crew of young, diverse filmmakers passionate about putting out a story about underrepresented communities. For so long, the industry has ignored these stories, and we want to put it out there and be able to make an art that speaks not just for everyone, but those who feel like they can't be who they were always supposed to be. So go and check out our wonderful perks and donate today. There's wonderful perks out there, especially an incredible poster that you can get signed that was designed by Smoltog on Twitter. Her name is B, and we want to thank her so much. You made an incredible poster. Please go check out those tiers and check out all the wonderful ways that you can help us out. We understand that during a global pandemic, it is not easy to donate to a cause right now. But there are other ways that you can help us, especially by sharing this on social media and telling your friends and family about our film. I want to thank you all so much for listening and watching this, and we hope to hear from you soon. Starting soon page, that's right. As always, it is the Nerdcore live show number 90, 10 away from 100. And yes, that is a bunch of crap in the back of me, but you know, I'm just gonna say it. We're doing laundry today, so I had to pick up some stuff. But yeah, how's everybody doing? As always, is the nerd. You're gonna hear the whole show launch my wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the shit show.
It was definitely a shit show.
We're gonna fling it. I got a card.
He was debating about it on Discord, but I mean, since you don't want to come hang out,
Young Yoda at Random Germ 101, and as always, we are joined by two wonderful folks here, the best of the best, Luigi.
Yo, how's everyone doing?
Everyone's doing all right, man. Just everybody, how's everyone doing? Yeah. Luigi on IG, lagportraits.com. And the man with the many cards,
you might just want to call on Gambit, the good old Gio. What's good, Gio?
Hey, hello. Griffin. How are you?
What's going on, Griffin? Hold on. We're bringing up right. How...
tired. Hey, Griffin. Oh,
y'all been hitting up chat for a bit, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't notice that. Same sort of. What's it called? Hello, Bandit. What's up, Bandit? We just wanted to thank Bandit for this. This is just probably the greatest thing that could ever be replied to.
After I offered my condolences about your streaming, after I protected you against Raul's bullying, you hit me with this.
Yeah. Look at that, man. So for those of you who are listening, we have a screenshot of Bandit on our Discord that says,
what did you pretend?
Shut up. You like Venom. And I'm not going to lie. The altercation that led to this was quite legendary. So this was a legendary response. So
I mean, I just like the screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we just want to thank Bandit.
For it, because I will get much use out of this.
Mm-hmm. Griffin, how are you doing? I hope everything's all right. We're sorry to hear that you're meh, but we hope that we can help and brighten your day. I promise that we'll be at 90% idiot today. So,
Only 90
because it's going to be a short stream today. But, what's it called? We've got quite the show packed for you guys. We're talking about the new cast, the casting for Miss Marvel. And what's it called? If I'm looking down here, I'm sorry. I'm doing some film stuff. Apparently, somebody sent us money. Our dear Ashley, thank you. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Give me the loot.
Give me the loot, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have to mention my little brother got scared because he heard two knocks on the door, and he books it every time someone either opens it or knocks.
He was like, bro, what the hell just happened?
Bro, but
only 90 episodes so far, the live show, but you know, what's it called?
It did turn about Pepsi, yeah. That's how we got to the Venom.
So, we are 90 episodes in on the live show, but our regular show, as you know, is at 379, I think.
Yeah. And then what, the game records at, I don't know, 70-something, 80?
Yeah. So, guys, right now we are at $2,940. Woo! So,
I did that $3,000 mark.
I have that offer still up. If we get to 3,000 in like a little bit, you know, that just means you guys need to donate $40. I think it's $40, right? 2,910 plus 50 from 40 bucks. I will play a scary game on stream for October. That'll be my Friday stream.
And can we play Phasmophobia?
I want something a little bit scarier, you know?
I want it.
Can we play, what's that one? P2?
PT, you can't find PT. You can't find PT anymore. It's not available on the PlayStation Store. It was taken off.
I'm gonna hit up my hookup.
I remember playing that game, and I'm not gonna lie, I screamed. I screamed a lot. But, you know, that's, it's whatever. Been a weird few days. I understand. Can't pay with Pepsi. God, no, you cannot pay with Pepsi. Pepsi sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, Griffin. You know, it really sucks. You have to be going through all this. You know, you're such a wonderful and great person. And, you know, you've got a really bad hand dealt to you. So
she said she'll come on the show next week.
Yay. We would love that. We would love that. Yeah. We would love that. Brad, is that a 40?
No. This is tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was really hoping
it would be 40. The funds have gotten really low.
It's Sunday. Sure
enough. It's Sunday. He's like,
it's school night.
I'm done. He's like, I'm done with this show.
I really After thought what that happened was... yesterday, he needs a 40.
Yeah, I was like, yo,
I wasn't 40? even I wasn't even tipsy off those two drinks. Those were kind of weak.
It's like shit.
Yeah, I really thought that was a 40, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I have drunk in a 40 before, but no, this is my unsweet tea.
Let me know what day, and then I can plan Friday. More than likely Friday. Yes, unless or Saturday, whichever one works best for you. But Friday or Saturday, you're good. We've got no guest planned for next week, so you know, let us know. Hit us up. But yeah, man, I'm just. Oh, hold on, I gotta ask Zach if he wants to come on the show. Yeah.
Zach Stentz.
Zach from Talking Cody.
No, Zach Stentz. He wants to talk about Camp Crustaceous. No. Jurassic World Camp Crustaceous.
Which show? Which show are you inviting him on?
This one for the end of the show. Talk like an interview.
Mm. Okay.
Have you seen this show?
I mean, what are we gonna do? Just sacrifice a Saturday morning review to talk to Zach?
I mean, has he? You know what the show is, right?
I mean, but you know what? I don't want to have this conversation. This conversation's for off-air talk, so we'll talk about this off-air. But yeah, I mean, we'll see what's up. Come on, bro! Don't pull a chill zone.
I'm not pulling a chill zone. I'm
everybody, penis.
Y'all gotta be turning on and off those fucking lights. You don't know how to play this fucking game. I'm never playing with you guys ever again.
Okay, Friday would be good. Okay, cool. My friend got expelled at school for a day for pantsing a kid.
Now, here's the question. Was it full pants with underwear or with just a
hey, hey, no, don't ask that.
Why not? I mean, there's a difference.
Only a day?
You're good, Griffin. You're good. Thank you.
I'm not asking him to show a video edit of it. I'm just asking that was the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
It's a little risky.
Oh my God. Oh, I hate that when I laugh, I mean, like a vein pops out right here. My vein starts popping out right here.
Tarkovsky would have filmed that just.
Yeah. I got a vein that just pops out here. All right. Well, so that's. I need more clarification on this. Was this like a. Because. Okay, hold on. He just responded. Nah, just pants. I'm guessing he started running after him, but he was too fast.
When your pants are down around your ankles, it's hard to run.
Yeah.
We'll get Patrick from the SpongeBob movie.
Yep. Dude, I just. Yeah, Bandit, thanks for that. That was funny. I didn't see. He just told me. So he pants the kid, bro. Dude, why did he do that? Why did he do that?
Now, is expulsion over there the same as over here? You're just gone?
Or is it like in-school suspension?
Yeah.
You know, because there's suspension here and then there's expulsion. Expulsion's like you're kicked out of the school, like get out. Suspension is like, okay, dude, you can't come to school for at least like 2 or 3 days.
And then there's in-school suspension, which was pretty dumb.
In-school suspension is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, dude. It's like, hey, you're not allowed to be in school, but we're going to separate you from everybody. Like, what? You still want me to be in school, but I'm not supposed to be here?
I've said that before, and legit, it's really dumb. It's just like, hey, we don't want you to learn. You don't get to learn for a day. So it's like, what happened with me is that, like, I legitimately had to go do chores.
Isn't that just the plot of Breakfast Club?
Dude, hold on. Gio, I'm going to answer back to what you just said. Brad, look at that. The reason he did it was he was talking too much.
I mean, it depends what he was saying. Yeah. Was he talking shit? Was he talking mad shit? Well, fuck you.
If he was like, oh, no, he just had a podcast and we were tired of him talking so much. And just.
Damn.
But Gio, so they just made you do chores? Chores?
Is that legal?
Yeah, so
it's not. It's not like
I just like it's like, chores like, is part of the thing. No, it was a private school where like you like clean up, like that's like part of the day, and so like that's all I did for that day.
Did you like go around with the janitor and then like you need to sweep here?
If we can ask, what did you get?
No, because there wasn't a janitor because the students did the cleaning. Like
that's well, not
also child labor. Students
like took part in doing the cleaning.
So hold on. Private school, so
if you can't,
it don't matter.
Yeah.
If you can answer, Gio, what did you get suspended for?
Repeatedly not doing my homework.
Oh, come on, man. That's so dumb.
And then, because there was also the fact, that this woman who was like, this young woman who was like giving me a hard time, I called her the B word.
Oh my God.
They called it the C word.
You could have called it the C word.
It would have been much worse.
Oh my God, bro. So you just said,
Hey, lady, stop being a.
Yeah, it's like. Like, she was, like, being rude to me, like, forever, like, to my face. And, like, I didn't get along with a lot of people. Well, people didn't like me. Like, I got bullied a lot. And, like, this girl in particular, like, I happen to have her phone number. And so, like, I called her a bitch on her text messages.
Oh, man, just text messages? I thought it was in person.
I mean, that in combination with, like, me having not done my homework. So, if you didn't do your homework, you would get detention. And so I had detention a lot. So that's what I would do for lunch, is just go eat. And, like,
so.
And then I also the punishment of, like, washing dishes every day at lunchtime. So I would eat my lunch and then I would go to the back and wash dishes during the lunch
period. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so Brad. Have you ever, I'll say it right now. I've never been suspended or anything like that. So Brad, were you ever done that? Did you ever go through that?
No, I never got detention.
Okay. Luis.
I was a fucking nerd, dude.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So you were not in the restroom doing body blows or stuff like that, bro?
Nah, I was.
Oh, because I'm a fucking rebel, you know.
I wasn't doing my homework, bro. What do you know about that?
Nah. I just wasn't doing my homework because
I've never been suspended. I'm the nice kid. Yeah, bro. But don't worry. Sometimes you just gotta pants a kid.
Can I share a story though about mine?
Sure. Sure.
This is like 4 years ago. So I mean. Technically, they can't do anything about it, but people paid me to help them in some star questions.
I mean, what they're gonna do?
Allegedly. Huh?
Allegedly. Do you get money for helping with homework?
No, no, no. The state exam. The state exam.
And homework. I wasn't helping them for free.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
The tax.
Brad, standardized test.
No, not when I was back then.
All right.
Don't forget, I graduated high school in 2005.
Okay, so you know how, like, you take the ACTs?
Yeah.
But it wasn't the ACTs. It was, like, just this thing to make sure, like, to prove that you learned, that the teachers taught you something. So it's like, hey, like, you have to take, pass this test, and then, like, we
can. Oh, it's incredibly dumb.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's very dumb.
Yeah. Then you go, you take the SATs, but. You decide to go community college first, so the SATs don't even fucking matters. It's like,
yeah, so it's because that's basically the education system is built around preparing you for this one test instead of actually having you read cranberry Sprite. I love that.
LeBron James,
like cranberry, but
I got a thing. Did you guys see that they posted Twitch's new rules? On if you raid with less than five people, they don't even tell people you're raiding that they're being raided.
That makes sense. I mean, no, they shouldn't do that, but it explains why, like, people don't see my raid messages.
I mean, but how are you supposed to grow that smaller community? And this is where we come back to the Twitch bias and YouTube bias of their larger creators. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how are you supposed to get the new ones when apparently the larger ones are going to fuck up at some point.
Controversial bigger ones. Still
you just, they just like the, you know, the big, you know, thousands of fucking views. Right.
I get it. That's where the money is for now, but you know, you're betting on that. These guys are going to be able to keep this up for 10, 15 years. And we've seen it. We've seen, like, Say No to Rage. He's gone. We've seen PewDiePie still here. But honestly, I don't know how. It's just he has that inbuilt community. PewDiePie.
He's like he's what, 100 million or something?
But you know what, dude? You know what the trick is? Just say the N-word in a couple of anti-Semitic remarks and, like, promise you won't say it again, but say it the next month and you'll be fine, bro.
No.
How about no?
Yeah.
There are some streamers who, if it came out that they were like pieces of shit, I'd really be surprised. Like Courage being one of them. I can see Courage going on for 15, 20 years, just being a streamer. Tim the Tap Man. Like, I can see them streaming for like their whole lives.
Yeah.
And it being totally fine. But if something like negative came out from those guys, I'd be very surprised.
Mm. Yeah. I think that Twitch just, it's just like anything, man. Just like Twitch and YouTube themselves, they just, they pretty much, I'm sorry, I'm just going to use this colorful language. They dick ride their freaking, you know, their money makers so hard. They don't care about small streamers like us, bro. Like, you know.
Well, and it brings up the question of, what did Dr. Disrespect fucking do?
We still don't know.
It's never come to light. We know it's a legal thing. And it's probably a money thing, if I have to think about money it, because Twitch, well, not money laundering, just an issue between Twitch and him. They probably had some kind of I guess whatever his deal was, just didn't go through. And Twitch was like, well, we're not going to work with you anymore. So he went over to YouTube.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't think we'll ever find out, Brad.
I really feel like it's a contract dispute. That's really what I feel.
Or just what's it called? Joe Rogan.
Sorry. No. Go.
What?
I apologize.
I was gonna say
you talking about Joe Rogan doing the debate? What?
No, I said what's it called? We won't find out until Dr. Disrespect goes on Joe Rogan.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Joe Rogan. It's like Joe Rogan.
Dr. Disrespect smoking weed.
No, I said we'll find out until Dr. Disrespect goes on Joe Rogan. All right, what are we gonna say, Luis?
It's not like they're treating people different, guys. Have you seen Ninja? He just became affiliate a couple months ago after returning from Mixer, and they congratulated him on it. Like,
the thing with Ninja is, though, that man went to Mixer for what, $30 million or something ridiculous?
Mm-hmm. I think Mixer, it was more than that.
Mixer just fell apart, didn't it? He still got the $30 million, and then he was like, well, I'll go back to where I came from.
He didn't
lose anything.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
And you know when Ninja first was, when I first started watching Ninja, I was okay with him. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see why people like this guy. And then after a while, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't watch this guy at all.
He's like, oh wait, his wife doesn't let him play with other women.
That's a little weird.
Was it before or after he screamed at the look? What did you say to me, you little
shit?
I understand that video though, because they did show the part before it with the little kid being super racist.
Hold on, let me see.
It's funny.
When I get raided by like three people, I'm happy because they chose to raid me, even though it's like three people. But hey, I can't even stream anymore. I just gotta wait 2 years.
And that's the thing. If you have like these streams and they don't tell you that they've been raided, like we raided someone with seven people yesterday, and she had like I think 100 viewers at the time, and she saw us and she shouted us out. Like, so if we had four, like she wouldn't have seen that.
Yep, got a little podgy.
Is it completely where it doesn't tell you, or does it send you an email but doesn't notify you on your stream?
My understanding, it just doesn't notify you at all.
We don't get emails for raids.
Oh, okay.
We don't.
I wouldn't know.
That would be murder on my email.
Bro. Murder on my email, bro. But what's it called? I still gotta say thank you to Gabby for that time that she raided Gio.
Oh yeah, that shit scared the fuck out of me. I was already scared because I was playing The Last of Us Part 2, and I was like, what's happening? Like, I thought it was, like, a bot or something. Yeah, like, thank you, Gabby. Like, I thanked her privately as well. I was like, yeah, like, I really appreciate that. You know, we all got to stick together because, like, let's be real. We're not, like, making $1 billion off of you guys. So, like, let's stick together here and, like, have fun together and, like, enjoy the taste.
Hey, buddy. Come on. Hey, you okay there, bud?
Oh, no. Ninja got to him.
We talked too much shit.
The Twitch administrators.
Twitch was like, you're talking about our money.
our money cow.
Time to home, spread.
I mean, like, the only experience I've had in a raid was the Needs Gaming one, and that to me was fucking ridiculous. That was just like, I don't know what's going on.
And did we ever figure out why?
Huh? On why? No, from what we could, from what I could read, they just randomly chose us to raid. Just watching that, it's just like, and you just watch the whole stream part of it, and it was just weird.
Yeah, the yeah, chat going crazy.
The chat is going crazy.
Like you can see it. Like you have to like even a slow mo, you wouldn't be able to see that. Like.
And if you go back and you rewatch the replay of it, I don't know if it's still up. I think it's still up. But I downloaded the whole video. You'll notice we didn't notice that because Raul only has one screen for like 3 minutes. Like the fucking raid was going on for like 3 minutes before we noticed.
Yeah.
Before Chillzone came in and go, guys, you know you're getting raided. You're getting raided. We're like, Chillzone, we haven't seen you for like 3 days.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean a raid?
God, is that you? It's your fear? You were getting raided, my child. All
right, I'm going to check Twitter to see what the fuck is up with the role.
I'll check Discord.
Well, yeah. You there? You there, buddy?
I'll check my messages.
Did you fall into a black hole?
I'm a black star.
I don't know. What's y'all's guys' experience with raiding? Any other than that,
I haven't gotten one. So, yeah, even Gio has a better one than me. I just also don't stream as much as I should, even though I have a schedule. I just been super busy, and then also the games that I play are very competitive and team oriented. So, if when I solo queue, it's a bit difficult to talk to stream while also talking to these people, because then some people are very ignorant in their word choosings, and some are allowed to say it, but also I can't have that.
I've noticed that with when I stream Destiny, even with Chillzone, because I'll play with Chillzone. Mm-hmm. I can't just look at chat all the time. Like there's moments where it's just like 10 minutes where I just can't look at chat. I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then with Siege. Whew. Gio, know that feeling when you in a 1v5 situation, Gio just says, "I'm a jump off."
I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, I'm gonna head out.
But
if I'm the last one alive, the game's already over.
That's how I feel like Last Guardian Standing. I'm like, well, we're dying. Like, if I can't revive you, fuckers, we're dead. why you gotta put this pressure on me?
Like, how am I still alive? Like, did you purposely choose not to kill me first? Like, how did this happen?
I have no idea what just happened.
Where'd you go?
So, I have no idea what the hell just happened.
But to the viewers watching us, if you want to play, like, we play and stream Among Us, Modern Warfare, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Just let us know. We'll give you the link to the Discord. Come on in.
Yeah, so what was going on? Sorry, I don't know what the hell just happened.
We were just talking about raiding and then just chat and streaming, just how difficult it is, depending on the game you're playing, to focus on chat and focus on the game.
Oh yeah, too. When I'm playing Warzone, I can't focus on chat at all. So I mean, that's what hopefully the second monitor will help a lot with. When we're done playing Warzone, I can look over to the second monitor. But
we're waiting for that Amazon Prime Day.
I have no idea what just happened, guys. I'm sorry. I think my computer crashed or something. I'm not sure.
We legit had a good conversation. So
yeah, thanks for holding it down, though. I might play tonight, but I do have school tomorrow.
Don't worry, Bandit. You gotta get some sleep, man.
Yeah, you gotta get some sleep, bro.
Don't be like me. Don't be like
you. Gotta
me.
Go and check if somebody's gonna pants another kid.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
You can't miss that. Imagine, bro, like, you know, you miss that in class. You know, come on, man. But, for those of you who are in here for, like, the first time, and, you know, we do play a lot of games. Like, on Mondays, we play Minecraft. And Wednesdays, I play Warzone. We play Among Us mostly every other night, I want to say. I'm still trying to find out what I want to do on Fridays game-wise. But, you know, just come around, hang with us. As long as you're not an ass, that's really what we ask. Like, you know, to be don't be inappropriate. Like, we just ask that you don't make my cast feel weird. At least, you know, for games, because to be on this show, if you're just a nobody, we don't know who you are and stuff like that. Like random. Like, you have to be a patron. So.
Nobody is such a such
yeah,
a
I know. That was bad. A bad. That was a,
if we don't know you,
yeah,
we don't personally know you or have never, because we'll have people that we've chatted with before,
but like,
come in. But if it's just like random people, we won't have them on this show, but we're willing to allow you to play video games with us.
Yeah,
like, with nobody was a bad term, nobody was a bad term to use,
Like, maybe not, like, speak with us. Like,
roll like, Ari up there. He's thinking, in the future, like, I'm going to step on the little people.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. That was a bad term to use. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's for me, at least in this show, because of the way that it's structured and the format there is, things could get said that, like, you know, what's it called? I don't want to make my cast uncomfortable. Like, at least with Aiden now, we know that it's part of his, like, his whole shtick.
Well, you know? Well, sure. I mean, and even Aiden has a line that he doesn't cross.
Yeah.
Or if he does cross, it's just a little bit. Just a little bit, and they were like, back up. You've seen it with, like, myself. I've got a line. Eric even has a line. Aiden has a line. We all have these personalities. We kind of know what the line is. Unless it's with Michelle, because sometimes we just piss Michelle off.
Yeah. It's going to happen, though. So I just, you know, at least for games, I just ask that you just don't. You're just not an asshole. You're not making my cast uncomfortable, and you're not, you know, violating any rules that we have on the channel, and just in general rules that you should follow as a decent human being.
Don't violate our cast. What?
Yeah, I mean, like, just don't violate any rules of anything. But yeah, what is Bandit saying? Aiden, don't speak his name.
He said, don't speak his name, which reminds me of say his name, which makes this fucked up.
Yeah. Dude, or like, so Velveteen Dream, the wrestler, he always says, say my name! Say my name!
Say my name.
You acting kind of shady and calling me baby. You guys haven't seen the full limit of my power yet. I refuse to believe that any Brit has any full power in that regard.
Dude, a strong wind will blow you over. Like, I'm not concerned.
I'm not concerned. Bro. Bandit, I would like to reiterate where I grew up. I ain't concerned. I ain't concerned. One bit. I ain't concerned.
I don't know how you're supposed to take people with British accents seriously when they're like, I'll cut you.
Hey, I'll cut you. I'll cut you.
You're like a fish.
We're just pointing and laughing.
just go ahead and meet me outside the Mackey's, and we're gonna go ahead and get in it. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and scrap with you. But yeah.
That's not frightening at all.
Is that supposed to take that seriously? I'll get Big Connor to pan to watch it.
There's Connor and Big Connor.
And probably a medium Connor.
That's a bit discriminatory against people.
In Italian, he'd be a venti, right?
A venti. But I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I'm showing you guys my freaking mosquito bites there. But what did you say? To go get Big Connor, dude. I ain't worried about getting pants, bro. I mean, at this point, it's like,
what are you gonna do?
What you gonna do about it?
Let it hang.
Well, that might get you in prison time.
Well, you want to find Anthony Joshua?
You know what I have a big problem with? Is you can get an indecent exposure charge if you're just pulling over to piss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to piss, bro. And, like, you can't make it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
But where exactly are you pulling over? Where?
Dude, do you not know where, like, there are rural areas?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Where
Brad be pulling over the desert in Arizona. Oh, crap, I got to go really bad.
I just get to my work.
Yeah.
Or was it the large bridges at 288 when I was a kid? I really had to pee because I had a bladder problem. And, like, she pulled over and was like, all right.
Yep.
Do your business.
Well, you know, when we were kids, we would have to use bottles. Now that's just not going to happen anymore because All right, let's move on. Yeah, let's get a card. Let's get a card.
Stop.
And with like, all that.
It just doesn't work anymore.
Card. Card.
Have we done this one? What's the most recent thing you learned about life? I think we did this one.
Yeah, I think we did that one. Sometimes you just got to piss, bro. 100% Bandit. I'm glad you're on this train too. It's also like sometimes you just got to crap. And like, you know, there's no known civilization anywhere. There is no gas station. All you got is plain land. I hope to God you got a blanket in the back and you got somebody to cover you while you're just squatting down and
those noises were too real for me.
Okay, I don't think we've done this one. All
right.
What's one thing you've always wanted to learn but haven't, and why?
I said we did this one. I said accordion.
Yeah. I was talking about guitar, piano, tap dance. Yeah.
I did that one.
You really should keep these separate.
Like, tell me how to do my job.
Brother, all you need is a
rubber. Right, we haven't done this one.
What?
I feel like we have.
Talk like me? We have.
Yeah,
we do it all the time without a card. What do you mean?
Yeah. That too. Bro, do I need to send you rubber bands, bro?
Let's not repeat those noises. Which one?
Hey, Squidward, Bandit. Is that you?
Wait a minute. How'd Bandit get a emote? Somebody gift him a sub?
Somebody gifted him a sub.
The little buddy's got a sub.
Okay, I don't know about this one. I don't think we've done this one. Pretend I lost all of my memory and explain the concept of love to me.
All right, Brad.
No. All right, wait. I got this. Pull me up.
I think I have an idea of what's gonna happen.
All right, sir. Your name is Luis, and this is Michelle.
Oh,
yeah, he just went for that one, huh?
I thought he was gonna be serious, but
yeah. No.
Puppies, all right, here's mine. All right, Brad, you feel that tingling in your head? No, not this head, the other one. That's not love, that's an erection. But that thing you're feeling in your gut, that might just be love.
When's the last time you ate?
I mean, I am lactose intolerant. That could be something totally different.
Here, let's go ahead and get Casanova to do it. Because Casanova's probably going
to
get it.
I'm still trying to think of one.
Yeah.
Because Gio's is actually compressing his mind ideas.
Sprite Pop.
Pull me up, you motherfucker.
Sprite Pop. Hey, friend.
Hey, hi, I'm Gio. We've met before, but I know you forgot that. But, you know, I don't know why this is the first thing I'm bringing up to you, but it's on my mind. At some point, as you rediscover yourself and discover what you're into, you'll find someone who matches that, and you'll feel it, and you won't be able to understand it. In those moments, you need to start unpacking that. What do you like? What do you not like? You'll be like, I like this about somebody. I don't like this about somebody. And as that grows and grows, you'll be able to fully understand the feeling. You'll be fuller in tune with your emotions. And you'll be able to tell love. It's not a thing that I can say love is blah, 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 blah. But over time, you'll develop what love looks like to you.
All right, I don't think that Luis can beat that, but all right, let's go again and see what Mr. Deep Philosophical Man's got here.
God damn it, Gio. I thought you were gonna say what you said last night.
I wish we had some a YouTube chain. Music on hand.
Chains and whips.
Stop.
You'll never find.
Can you repeat the question just so I make sure I know?
Oh my God. He's like, hey, Michelle, I hope you're listening to this one.
Pretend I lost all of my memory and explain the concept of love to me.
Michelle is in the chat now. So.
Stop. Oh, man, you guys know I hate being on the spotlight.
Tweet
about your experiencing love. Like, that shit, I felt that shit the other day.
I mean,
I read it.
All right, I guess I'll read my tweet. I was going to go something original, but like, are you going to go, Joel? Or, okay.
No, I already went.
So this is basically a premise of my tweet, of my research paper. For me, how I would explain it to someone who just lost their memory and we're trying to explain what love is, it would be having this feeling at the pit of your stomach.
Oh, I thought you were going to say tip. I was like, okay.
I'm not you. I'm not you.
Pit of the tip.
No, in the stomach. Having this feeling in the pit of your stomach. And at first, it might feel like you're sick. It might feel weird. You're hungry, maybe.
Is it like a fart?
It could be like a fart. You know, sometimes you just gotta never mind.
You just gotta stick a finger up your ass and find out if there's anything in there.
Bro. No, God. Don't do that. basically, to me, if I had to explain it, it's this feeling you have when you meet someone. Normally, some people are lucky enough to feel it immediately just by looking at another person. Or it's a feeling you get after a while being with someone and getting to know them. And Gio said it's getting to know your likes. Sometimes you don't know your likes and you just have the feeling. And from there, you just have to figure out if that other person is the one that can share that feeling and help it grow, or if it's more of you have to find something else to sustain that feeling you have. An analogy that I used would be like a seed, where you might have the love, the emotion.
Hey man, this man lost all memory, so he doesn't even know what a seed is.
Oh, we're talking like basic stuff too?
Bro, he lost his memory.
When a man and a woman get together,
I'm not talking about that seed. Yeah. This is why I can't do it with you guys.
All right, we're off. We're done.
Yeah, no, we're done. Fuck it. The moment's over.
So I want to raise one question though that I think that I've always been I wanted to hear an answer to. Do you think you can love someone but also have things you don't like about that person?
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. Yeah.
100%. You don't have to like everything about the person. That's the thing, is you're not going to like 100% of that person. You're going to love that person and love them through those issues. But you can definitely not like Brendan's farts, my God. They're horrible, bro.
Girl, I love you, but they're
about like being able to figure out what you can stand and what you can't.
Yeah, never be Dutch oven by that woman. Jesus Christ.
You just hear her come in like, the fuck you talking
about? If I don't show up on tomorrow's show, you'll know why.
Were you there when Aiden said that, like, if he would have never met Brenda, if he never met Brenda, he thought that
I heard that
he thought that Brad was dating a black, that he was married to a black woman.
Well, he said it.
Yeah, Aiden said that, by the way. You said he said, what's it called? I've never seen this, but by what I'm hearing, like, I think Brad's married to a black woman.
I mean, she keeps me in line.
No, you go ahead and not answer that one, Brad, okay? I'm just relaying
the Okay.
Why you brought it up?
You know, I did watch Get Out today, and I'm like, my wife is kind of sus right now.
Not in the racist way, but like...
Like, is she gonna like shake my brain out? Rebecca.
She got that weird thing going on. All right. Bandit says, you see, I love Dr. Pepper, but I hate that I drink it this much.
I would tell you right now, Bandit, quit sodas as soon as you can. They're just bad for you. And you will regret it. You will regret it by the time you're 30. And have to quit them anyway.
I try to balance it out with like two of these a day.
So that's and my issue is like I'll just go ham. Like I could drink a 12 pack in a day, easy.
God damn, son.
Easily.
Damn, okay.
So I basically had to go cold turkey.
Hey man, that G Fuel just does it differently.
I mean, and even then, if I have like I've gone to where I will drink unsweet tea before like G Fuel.
Ew. Without the ew. All right, whatever. What am I supposed to drink? Beer?
I mean, it's the UK. I think. Hey, I don't know what's the age. 14.
I don't know what it is.
I'm supposed to drink beer. I think it's like
16. 16.
16, bro. So. In Mexico, it's 18. Yeah. But
maybe it is 18. Let me look.
It's free if you get it from your uncle.
Yeah.
But what's it called? Sorry you couldn't get too philosophical there, Luis. We kind of had to ruin it for you. We don't want to make you look like a total cliche.
Not on this ad.
All right. I got a few That's questions.
Fine. I just go on Twitter like last time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
16. Okay. All right, Brad. Get another one.
Okay, so this question actually kind of makes sense for this year. So if we were isolated alone for a year, what about me do you think would drive you crazy?
I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time with you in particular, Brad.
So I spend a lot of time with Brad. For you. So, I mean...
Hey, bro, look at the stats on the coconut.
Look at the analytics on the coconut. Let's see. I mean, I probably spent the most time with Brad out of all of these people in here. So
I would say yes.
Yeah. So I think it's mostly like little things, right? Like when if every day Brad would be like, wait, how the hell do I turn this on? And like, how do I work this? And I'd be like, bro, I taught it to you. You don't remember how to do it.
Now you got to give me credit for the streams. You taught me on one day and I've been using them pretty well. I even made the Among Us one. I was able to do that with OBS and that. So
right.
There's some things like I can remember, and there's some where I'm just like, I don't fucking even know
it's
it
like,
anymore.
You know, it's StreamYard. It's just like I never taught him to do it, but like it's also really simple. Like, you know, but.
Well, and when you've never done something, there's always that kind of like anxiousness to it. Like, I'm going to fuck this up.
Yeah, it's an overwhelmingness. It's like, oh, I've got like all of these things here. What do I do with them? Like, yeah. But I mean, what am I supposed to review? 16. Okay, yeah. So I think that would be Brad. Brad's just ineptness with technology.
Some days.
Some days.
I mean, I'm a very patient person. I like to think that I am. So I'm not sure.
Luis would just get tired of my jokes.
Probably. There's some of them are bad.
Like, so what's the first thing you'd be like? Luis would be like, so what's the first thing we're gonna do when we get out of here? And Brad's like, well, you're gonna try to go with Michelle for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, dude, you said that joke like 3 days ago. Like,
he's running out of material, man. I need you to step it up.
You just step it up. Yeah. All right, but Brad, you've got one.
Let me think.
I mean, I can go.
Here we go.
Yeah, so you know, like I spend a lot of time with Luis. And like sometimes Luis is trying to explain, dude, we hang out all day. Don't fucking
don't give me that. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll ask him questions. He'll try to explain stuff to me. And then, like, I'll ask him clarification questions. His clarification questions confuse me on the initial point that I was already confused about already. And then, I get really frustrated with him. I'm like, come on! Is it this one?
See, here's the thing. It's through text most of the time when he's asking for stuff like that.
No.
Is it through the thing to through
Discord? It'll be when we're talking, like Discord and stuff. Or, like, on PlayStation, like when I was figuring out my Elgato shit, like you were explaining
When it's like a hurry where you need the information, I just get my words get all jumbled up and I don't know how to explain.
You're telling me that the whole So what is it that we're going to do? Okay, yeah, you have to put this in that part right there. Yeah, if you can just put this right
damn,
there.
You may, no, no, no. It's different when you do it, Raul.
Yeah, you're telling me that wouldn't annoy you? That wouldn't drive you crazy?
No.
My quietness?
No.
No, it's just the sometimes you'd be like, I'm like, what? Are you putting your like, are you like super low because everybody's asleep in the house or something?
Yeah, everyone's asleep in the house, so I gotta keep quiet.
Yeah, bro, I just don't be caring. I'd be like, yeah, so what is it that you wanna? Hey, lately I've been scaring weeds where I'd be like, ah, and then you'd be like, damn, Raul, I've got the thing right next to my ear.
Yeah, because I have the phone like right here, basically. So, and sometimes I'm ducked down to either typing or writing something or painting, and it, all of a sudden it's just bah, and it scares the hell out of me. I'm not expecting it.
Oh man, that's funny.
I start doing that every time I pop into chat.
Chicken nuggets or bacon fries? Bacon fries, brother. I choose fries. Yeah, bacon fries.
Bacon pancakes.
Chicken nuggets.
Bacon pancakes.
Chicken fries. Chicken fries.
Chicken fries. How about chicken bacon fries? Yeah, go on, man.
Well, I don't really like bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
So, Brad, you got one?
Trying to think. I don't know. I'm pretty patient. Mm-hmm. So, I think it would take a long time for me just to be annoyed.
Yeah. Not even my nonchalant way of saying that I didn't like something.
No. Not really. I mean,
not even like when we'd be like, so what'd you think about that movie?
Yeah, I think if me and you were just isolated, Raul, like together for a year, we just crank out podcast show after podcast show. We'd probably be doing like, I don't know.
How do you think isolation works?
Probably like 20 in a week.
What's up?
You think you're gonna have technology in isolation?
Why not? Isolated in that house.
No. I got plenty of stuff.
Oh, is it in the house or is it like on an island though?
It doesn't say. It just says isolation.
Oh, if it's in the island, I'd eat bread.
Oh, it's not an island. I didn't imagine it was an island.
I mean, you know, sustenance. I get it.
Yeah. No.
I can't hate you for it.
If it wasn't an island, I'd eat any of you guys. So you know, that's that.
I wouldn't let you get the chance.
Yeah. I mean.
Stupid.
I can see Gio just swimming out to the ocean. Be like, I'm gonna be salty, motherfucker.
Oh, no, Brad looks at me. Not Brad. Any of you, actually. But like, Raul looks at me, and I'll be like, I see that hungry look.
Yeah.
Boom. Well, it's a shame. I guess I'll just have to go crazy by myself. I'll call your head Wilson soon.
No. Damn, Gio went dark with it. It's just funny to me how Raul says he'll eat any one of us when he. I'm not. Never mind.
What? What were you gonna say, bro?
Stop, Gio.
That was hot.
That's it. I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, Luis is thinking about yesterday and Michelle doing that. He did. You know.
wait. Did Luis pick nuggets? Luis, did you pick nuggets?
If he did shut up, Luis.
Yeah,
you pick nuggets. Shut up, Luis.
Yeah, I don't eat bacon.
Bacon. No. Shut up, Luis. You like venom.
Do you not eat bacon or pork?
Pork. I shouldn't eat pork because I'm allergic. But I still do.
I mean, I think everybody is like ice cream. Like I'm lactose intolerant. Still eat it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Pain is worth it.
Pork to me is not.
I know it's really not. That's why I don't eat it as friendly.
Yeah. There's some really good like
las salchichas de las carnes asadas.
Yeah, like that. Bro.
I got.
Have you ever had like what's it called salchichas in like carnes asadas and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But we're talking about like that, you know, that good stuff. You know, not that like.
I've been to multiple places.
No.
I also like stuff that's been home cooked. So
yeah, I'm not talking about like a restaurant thing. I'm talking about like a couple buddies just invited you to their home and they put out the grill and it's like corridos in the back. They're putting in they're putting in the sausages.
Not all that, but
yeah,
like they put a little beer on it.
Yeah. So nothing like that.
No, but like people were like so. That same private school that I had the in-school suspension at, every holiday they would have like people would bring the food, like kind of potluck kind of thing, or like to serve the community. And so like people would like bring stuff like that.
Okay. I'll have to check out. I would have to.
Well, it's too late now, bro.
Yeah. I would have to interrogate to know what specific food they
you
brought.
I remember these people.
No. Okay. Next card.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is another lost memory one.
Oh my god.
If for some reason I lost my memory, what's the first thing you'd tell me about us?
We do a podcast together.
That'd be your first thing? Really?
Shit, that'll unlock everything.
That'll unlock everything. Hey man, just don't forget we really like movies, bro. We really like movies.
Like Venom?
No. Oh no! You know what? The first thing I'd say is, Brad, don't remember. You love Akira Kurosawa's Ikiru.
Oh, that
Ikiru
would,
and, yeah, and it rings.
That would just flood. That would flood everything.
Jimmy Neutron style.
It'd be like Kurosawa. We talking about Kurosawa?
Slapstraw immediately. I remember.
Good night,
everything
Bandit.
Good night, Bandit.
Good night, Bandit. Fall asleep. Go to school. Don't pants anyone.
Mm-hmm. We'll get expelled.
Learn something.
Learn something.
Learn don't something. Be like. Don't be like us.
All right. What are you gonna go with, Brad?
For some reason, I lost my memory. What's the first thing you tell me about us? Oh, let me think.
It's hard to tell if he's thinking of a joke or if he's thinking of a serious answer.
You never.
It's whichever comes first.
Oh, you know what? Can I? I'm gonna go again. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
With Luis, I'd be like, "Don't forget to shoot in 24 frames per second."
I'm sorry, it was two times.
Oh, I got one. I'd be like, "Roll." At 9 o'clock, there's gonna be an alarm. That alarm is to take your medication.
But then I'd ask you, what's 9 o'clock in my time?
Whatever your alarm goes off.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, I told Brad that and I told Luis, you know, hey, we shoot in 24 frames per second.
What is he shooting in? 60?
Yep. He shot in 60. Twice. Even Brad knows that's a no-no.
Well, Brad's been doing this for 4 years. I've been doing it for.
What are you talking about? Brad's never made a movie.
Oh, well, he has you.
Yeah, we've talked about enough movies that where like I know, like video games, you can do 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
But not movies.
No. Also, I think half of the stuff I shoot on the phone, and I don't know how to change those settings.
Oh, I'll teach you. But Gio, you got one?
I would tell Raul. Orlando.
Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
Orlando. I love you, Orlando.
There it is. Yep. Love it. You love it. I'm not even hearing it because I'm on my Astros, but you still love it. I love it so much. All right. That was Gio's.
Yep.
Who's left? Oh, Luis. What are you going to do?
Brad, I'd say.
You're always sus.
You're always sus.
You're third imposter.
I believe it. No, Gio is third imposter. That's what I say to Gio. Like, Gio, you're fucking. Although I was playing Among Us with randoms today.
Yeah.
They're so dumb. Like, they make us look all like geniuses. Like, they are fucking dumb. I'm literally sitting there typing in chat, I saw white kill a guy. And they're like, we're about it, blue.
What?
People hate blue.
All right. Well, yeah, they do hate blue. So we're going to go ahead and let's see. What time is it here? We got 58 minutes. 58. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and just do the main topic and get out of here.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. What's it called? As you can tell, my room is in dire need of laundry to be done. Yeah. But also, I've got a movie to watch because I have to do an audition tomorrow. So I want to finish this as soon as possible. So, we're going to go ahead and get into this. The news is that Miss Marvel has been casted. And her name and the thing is that this is something that I love the most. I said when handling these castings, not like really Moon Knight and She-Hulk, but like Miss Marvel, like this type of role really benefits an up-and-comer. So I was like, hey, please, 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 what's it called? Grab an up-and-comer to, you know, cast for this role. And just because this role is so important, like, you know, please grab someone who is actually Middle Eastern. You know, don't just do the good old Disney thing and like, hey, they look the part. But we've got the news that, and I'm probably going to say this incorrectly, Iman Vianney is going to play Miss Marvel in the series. And she's completely an up-and-comer. And she'll be playing the good old Kamala Khan in the upcoming series and probably in the upcoming films that she is going to come out in. And so this is her first ever major Hollywood production. And this is, well, you know, I'm really happy for her because, I mean, this is huge for her. But Aiden let me know something that actually made me laugh really hard. So on her letterbox, she rated Captain Marvel 2 stars. And she put, these 2 stars aren't for Brie Larson. So it's going to be a little awkward on those sets when Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel have to be together.
Damn.
So, guys, what do we think about the news about an up-and-comer getting the role of Kamala Khan in this?
I can go first.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
That's probably the easiest. Hopefully they made a good choice in the actor. But yeah. You know, they've made my brain blanked out. Sorry, some loud noises happened outside. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully, like, this seems like they chose like a good actor, but like the process of them choosing an up and comer is a smart decision. Of course, Disney is an evil corporation, and yada yada yada, blah blah blah. That's it.
I think you can honestly say every corporation is an evil corporation.
Everything the idea of a corporation is just evil.
If you look into any corporation, you're going to find something bad that it's done or has done or is still doing.
All corporations are evil. All of them.
They're too damn big. Yeah.
They just too damn big.
Too damn big.
You don't need all that office space. What are you doing over there?
Well, and even if they try, like, even if a corporation tries to do like their best for their employees or for their workers or whatever, there's always something you're going to find that's going to be an issue. Like, yeah. Farther down the line, like Starbucks, like, you figure out, oh, they're not paying the people who actually make the coffee well enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Or like, hey, Nike, wait, you got sweatshops? Damn. Okay.
Kathy Lee, sweatshops.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, that's why I say the whole idea of a corporation is evil. Is evil.
I mean, there's no silver bullet to it. There's no answer to it. I couldn't tell you. I can't tell you. I can tell you, like, if the Nerd Corps gets big enough, we're then the Nerd Corporation. I don't know.
No.
I'll probably be gone by that time, thanks to HR.
Ivory Tower.
You know, I'd probably take the back seat to me. I'm like, yeah, I'm making movies, but you're going to make this. Yeah,
I'm just going to keep my stock.
Yeah. I sent in a proxy for the meetings. So,
anywhere associated with this, just give
nowhere
me
nowhere associated. What's it called? But
I will say, so my opinion on this is I come from the same side where when they did the Black Panther movie, I feel like that was a big leap for Disney in allowing representation of different superheroes of different cultures and ethnicities. And that opens it even more for little kids.
Yeah.
To know that they have superheroes that look like them. That they were all aren't white, that they aren't all male. And this is another one of those. Like, yes, we all know Disney's an evil corporation. but this to me is hopefully more representation as long as they do it right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always the one. I hope they do it right.
I hope they do it right. You don't know until they actually do it. Like with Black Panther, I feel like they did that right.
Yeah. But
that's my opinion. And what's my opinion in that issue? I don't know.
Yeah. But I also start thinking like, hold on. Let me go ahead and get zoom in here. How much longer is it going to take to get a Latino superhero? I mean, you guys just going to act like we're not out here or something? Or is it because we're such a diverse group? What am I going to do? Am I going to choose a light-skinned one? Am I going to choose a brown-skinned one? Am I going to choose a dark skin? At this point, I want something, bro. I want something.
Just make a choice. Just make a decision. Go with it. If it pans out, it pans out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Just don't choose a tanned white guy. Yeah, don't do that.
Miles is right there. Why don't we have Miles live action yet? Like,
and especially since the animated version,
yeah,
like that was the best fucking Spider-Man movie.
The video game, bro, from the soundtrack, but also in the video game, just hearing the salsa in the back in Spanish Harlem, bro. Like, you know, come on, bro. Like, how visible do we need to make ourselves look? Like, how much more do we need to do? Like, we are here.
I got to bring this up. If you can make a Jonah Hex fucking movie, you can make a Latino superhero movie.
Higher,
you tell me you ain't like that Jonah Hex.
That Jonah Hex fucking suck, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, like, Jonah,
all right, partner.
All right. What do you think, right, Luis, partner, about the Ms. Marvel news?
It's good that they chose a character with the correct ethnicity. The new actress, it's a good move. It's a risky move, of course, but we've had great success with new up and coming stars, like with the Shazam kids, the two kids that play Billy and I forgot the other ones. But they're great in their roles. They fit them so perfectly. So why not give this one a chance? So I'm just hoping,
like Guardians of the Galaxy, that was a bunch of random actors at the time, if people remember, like other than Vin Diesel's Groot, which was his best role, Bradley, I think, ever.
And just Rachel Saldana.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Just a bunch of ragtag people who were making.
But had they really done like
Saldana? Chris Pratt,
he hadn't really done movies. He'd been on television.
Yeah, Pratt was television. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Broke out.
Rolls over the Rita's fucking phone.
Yeah, I'm getting messages from something. So
well, we're doing a podcast right now, Rolls. So how about you focus on that?
Hold on. This is an important stuff that we got messages from. So yeah, but I will update according after we're off air. So yeah. I'm glad they got an up and comer. It's what's important. I think that like this kind of role will make or break this for them. And it's just something that they could really benefit from, or it could crash and fail, but I doubt it'll crash and fail. I mean, you know,
it's Disney, you throw enough money at it. Well, except new
anybody's gonna watch it. Yeah.
Also, since it's a new superhero movie, it's not like a remake of anything else. I feel just with that, it will bring enough cash to maybe get it. Profits off of it. Yeah.
Well, now I'm saying y'all better have some Middle Eastern, directors working on this project. And I'll go ahead and just put it out there. Y'all better have some Palestinian workers in that damn thing, bro. Because the Palestinian representation behind camera has been terrible. There is a so low amount of Palestinian, a representation behind the camera.
We've watched enough now. Russian directors, Iranian directors. We've watched enough and realized the U.S. is its own little bubble, and when we're at war, we have our enemies. We don't get to see a lot of that shit, and the U.S. doesn't offer it up. We actually like Tarkovsky, we literally had to go looking for that man. We were like, who is this? He's like one of the best directors we've ever seen.
He's a ghost in the shadows.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just I'm hoping that the representation in front of the camera is just the same as the representation that's in back of the camera, because that matters just as much. So we'll see how things shape up. But, representing everyone. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Jill. That's right. That's right. So, of course, if you're ever looking for something, Latino superhero, you need somebody to write or direct. Luis and I are right here on the left side. It's a good old beforeileavephone.com. Yes, beforeileavephone.com. And the sequel. No. But, yeah, with that being said, it's been a lot of fun. And let's go ahead and plug it up in here. Gio, where can they find you?
You can follow me at MediaMartyr17. You can also go to MediaMartyr17.com. It is going to be updated soon, I promise. Or you can go down here to my link tree. Finally, on all the places I am on the internet. My next stream will be tomorrow on Monday, which is Monday. I'll be playing The Last of Us Part 2. And then on Wednesday, I'll be playing The Witcher 3. Come through 2:15. I mean, 5 p.m.
2:15. All right, Luis, where can I find you?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all can find me at Luigi on IG. You can find me at Luigi on IG, at LuigiOnIG on Instagram. You can also check out my website at lagportraits.com. And all I have to say for this show is it was lacking something. I can't put my I can't figure
Michelle!
It out.
Michelle,
where are you? Was it lacking Mama Ushi or British Road? Usually Sundays are chill. Usually Sundays are chill.
Sundays are so chill that we don't get any viewers.
Yeah. We still love you. We still love everyone
who came through.
Yeah. Yeah. But we get it. Four dudes on a microphone, It's just, even though one of them's brown, the other one's black, one of them's white, the other one's mixed, I get it, guys. You want more white men on the show. I get it.
We get it. We finally understand the fucking metrics Aiden's been putting out.
No.
So with that being said, you can find me at The Nerd Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter. And Brad, where can I find you too?
RandomGerm101 everywhere.
And as always, we hope everybody's staying safe out there. We hope everyone's having a good time watching the shows, listening. If you're on the audio, thank you guys so much for listening to the replay. We love you guys just as much. And just keep being the awesome people that you guys are. And as always, Brad, send them out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to Luis and Gio for joining us today on this very chill stream. Good answers to some all right questions. Anyways, thank you guys. Thank you to all those who joined us in chat, all those who talked to us on social media. Love you all. And I guess to end this, I'll just say, we miss you, Michelle. Young Yoda out.
Oh my God. That's like the most immature shit you've ever done here, bro.